This is interview 12 with the Foreign Exchange Student Project. I'm here with Anna Marie, and we're going to begin the recording. First question, where are you going to be an exchange student?
I am going to be in Austria, specifically in Vienna.
Okay. Thank you. And can you tell us what you're going to be studying in your exchange program?
Yes, I'll be mostly doing the International Management Business program.
Okay. And how many classes will you be taking while you're in your exchange program?
Four.
And what do you hope to gain by doing a student exchange program?
The main goal would be to understand the different perspective in the learning approach. And of course, see the difference between how a Mexican and how a Austrian would learn the subjects on business.
And how did you learn about the exchange program?
I was on my second semester at the university, and my teacher that was giving ethics said that lots of like scholarships for exchange students were being lost because nobody would actually go as an exchange student. So I started digging and I found out about all of the different exchange that we had as a university.
What are your largest concerns about going on an exchange program?
Well, of course, the main one is the language, because I don't have the full understanding and the full knowledge of the language, but that would be the first one. And I think that the second one would be how the cultural shock for a Mexican as being warm and super welcoming to a European more like cold and really working. I don't know. Those are my concerns.
And what are you doing for living accommodations while you're on the exchange program?
Actually, on my exchange university, they offered a partnership with one of the student housings. So I made contact with them, and they offered me different accommodation styles and, of course, budget. So I chose the one that it was more affordable and the one that it was better for me. Towards going to my school.
And do you have any family members helping you finance this exchange program?
As a matter of fact, I do. The main one is my mom. She is fully financing my exchange program. And then I think I'm going to pay her back because this is all just like a budget exchange. I don't know. Yeah.
Is there any skills specifically you hope to develop while on your exchange program?
Yes. Those would be the skill of making new friends, maybe understanding businesses in how to make business in Europe. And I think most of all, try to solve conflicts. Like, I want to see how, if I'm put in a different context that I'm used to, would be able to solve a conflict or a problem.
And have you ever been to your exchange country prior to this trip?
Never.
And what was the process like about getting the visas for the exchange program?
This was really hard. I've never been to an embassy before, so first of all, making the contact with the embassy was really hard. They wouldn't answer, so I had to send lots of emails and call multiple times. After I received an answer, I got my appointment scheduled, and then I did all of my different processes in which, like, involved getting my documents ready and my flights and stuff. And after going to the embassy and delivering all the information, I could see that It is kind of different the way they understand the things in German as they do in Spanish. Some of the things that they required were not exactly really comprehended or fully comprehended. So I had a little trouble there, but I was able to manage and they were accessible in that matter. But it was hard.
What advice would you give someone who is looking to learn more about exchange programs?
I would definitely recommend to read all of the last words, like even the small letters, everything, because sometimes whenever you make a translate or you make a something in one language and then try to put it in another, it would lose the meaning. So really look into it, read everything, and if you don't understand, ask somebody else so they can help you and see if they can understand the same as you did. And also be prepared for a lot of trouble with bureaucratic stuff.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.